Well, welcome to episode one of TIT, or Tough International Trivia. On this episode, it's the American tits, not trying to be ironic here, questioning the UK tits. Is that appropriate for men?
Men of our age, like, yes.
Men have those, yeah. Don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you drink a lot of IPAs, you tend to grow them. Yeah,
you grow
right.
Tits.
Yeah.
I literally eat cheese out of the fridge.
Yeah. Yes. So today we're doing advertisements. We have 10 slogans from American products, and you have to guess the product for each slogan. And Jen, you can do number one.
Number one, you guys may know this, finger licking good.
That's clear. I'm doing this to huddle into a corner. And,
yeah. I think it's polyfiller, Joe. I think it's that stuff that you, is it? It's like decorate as caulk. tasty caulk.
Oh, I was going to say lube. No, it's the Colonel's finest.
That's it. Yeah. I you'll eat my
friend
chicken.
Of the hallmark of friend of the hallmark of greatness podcast, Colonel
That's
Sanders,
it, yeah. And member of the Pentaverate. Yeah. Oh, you'll eat my chicken.
Played by Slater from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that's it.
I have a Funko Pop thing of him there. Someone got me after that episode.
I should have remembered that. I totally forgot about that episode.
It's not even the most downloaded episode, which is sad.
So, yeah. Well, they got that one.
They've changed it in the UK. I don't know if they've changed it in the States. It's now so good. It's not even that good.
Does it just say so good?
So good, yeah, because they don't want you to think about fingering and licking. I constantly think of fingering and licking. I mean, I've got some problems, though, so it's fine.
Fingers, licking, and chicken.
I mean, to be fair, you probably could actually use it as lube if you ate some Colonel Sanders chicken and then didn't wash your hands and just right.
It's great.
This, is a path I
down
don't
to business.
Want to go down.
Last tango in Louisiana. Is that what you're getting at?
Last tango on the outskirts of an industrial estate. I've had KFC once in my life and was not particularly impressed.
It's not that good.
You're more a chicken cottage boy, right?
More of a cottage boy. Wink, 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 wink. No, it was just someone was going on about it, so I ordered it. And I couldn't deliver to my house, obviously, because fucking why go outside? It's where other people are. And it was just...
That might have been the problem, though, too, because it doesn't travel well. Fried food in general doesn't
it's
travel.
It's not a million... It was at my house within 5 minutes of being picked up.
Yeah.
I've just never been into one. I was just like, I just don't care for it.
It's like McDonald's has got a sweet spot between kind of getting picked up and getting to your car. Mm-hmm. It then needs eaten. And you've just got to eat it as quickly as you can, because otherwise it's cold and
unappealing,
kind of gelatin. Yeah. I mean, it is anyway. Yeah. It's very unappealing. But
their French fries, in particularly, you can't unless you eat like McDonald's French fries, scalding hot, where they're burning your mouth. They're not good. They
That's
have
right.
to be like right out of the fryer.
Yep.
Or they're not worth
and
it.
And pouring the barbecue sauce into your mouth while your mouth is full.
That cools it down. You see,
it does. Yeah, it gives you.
It's the barbecue bomb.
It makes it easier to swallow, like a pelican.
Yeah, well, I just have my wife rub my throat, well, like a dog.
All right, okay.
Yeah. It's a good system.
Does she put your medication in the chips as well? You know? Or does she then close your mouth until you've swallowed?
She holds my nose when I sleep, yeah.
She's after that life insurance.
I tried looking up life insurance, and they went, it's not technically worth insuring.
You have to have a life to be able to get
You're like Lynn from Alan Partridge. Yeah, it's...
Okay. Question number two, or slogan number two. This one is the best a man can get.
Lube.
I was going to say that.
Is that just your answer for
it's
everything?
Again,
yeah,
right?
I mean, these all actually could be.
They're all
What
lube.
Is the slogan for lube? Is it just lube? How's about that?
lube, get it up, yeah.
Well, look up Astroglide. I think they have a good one.
Lube, because sand is dry and coarse and it gets everywhere.
I can get a free sample.
But I'm not visiting for weeks yet, Joe.
Life's too short to fake it, apparently.
I mean, that's a fair point, but...
What? Fake what?
Orgasms.
Oh.
Yeah, but we're not talking about orgasms. We're talking about...
The insinuation is
they're saying
that...
lube will make it easier to have, like...
But if you can't get... Look, no. I'm a married man. You're two women that I'm married to. I'm going to have this conversation.
It is. It's in an almost similar situation to lube. I believe it is... what's the razor thing called? Gillette.
It's Gillette.
Oh,
damn it.
Yeah, with a Max 7 razor, which is 7 razor.
Yeah.
Not as good as Remington, Victor Cayenne. You remember him? The old Victor Cayenne. I love the razor so much. I bought the company. Do you remember that little fella? No? He was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 3. The original. If your grandfather didn't wear it, you wouldn't exist.
Lube.
original. If your grandfather didn't wear it, you wouldn't be here. So it's not Johnny's.
Now, this is some sort of aftershave or cologne, ooh, isn't it? Or is it 501?
I was thinking jeans. But like,
oh, you know?
I mean, white men in jeans, there's no arse there, is there? That's not getting anyone going.
No, but a white and a white t-shirt.
Some tabs rolled up in the pocket, yeah.
Laundrette, and I heard it through the grapevine. How much longer would you
I want to say it's like Old Spice or something like that, but...
And I think that's British. Could it be Brute? Ooh. Brute.
Henry Cooper, yeah.
Splash it on, Henry Cooper. Kevin Keegan falling off a bike.
These are all references for nobody.
Okay, this is only
that's the UK side
this
of the
absolutely no references for not even half of this podcast.
The original is it called Brute Original?
What are the American ones? No. Spit and sawdust.
Axe body spray.
Is that your final answer?
No.
No. Is it
because no one's grandfather wore Axe? It's not...
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
I'm fairly sure there's grandfathers out there who wore Axe. Or Lynx, as it's known in the UK.
Oh.
Lynx Africa. Java.
Voodoo. And apparently recently a Marmot.
Don't get me started. The original 501 still, isn't it? But I don't know. I'm gonna have to flip a coin. I want to say.
Okay.
Go on. What are we guessing?
The jeans, maybe.
We're gonna go with Levi's.
Oh, you should have gone with your first guess.
Old Spice.
Fuck you!
Oh fuck! That was me. I let you down there.
You know.
We just let you guys talk like yourself out of it. It
reminds me of my granddad.
Yeah, so do I. It reminds me of my dad. Yeah.
That's why I can't wear it.
I bought Jason a deodorant from Old Spice because that's the only brand he'll use. And it has lavender in it. And I'm like, he's not going to like this, but I just need to know what this is like to have a man's deodorant with lavender in it. And I don't know what it smells like, but it is not for a man. It's so unmanly, it's not even funny. It kind of smells like candy. Well, yeah. It's weird.
I wash my hair with raspberry shampoo.
I am quite
effeminate. But, yeah,
fancy boy.
But do you want your armpits to smell feminine if you're a man?
I'd rather they smell than like a big sweaty bloke. Yeah. Horses for courses, isn't it, really? Apparently, if you take sweat from a man's armpit and rub it on a lady's mouth, she will call the police.
Go figure.
There was some horse shit I was reading, and apparently, I was like, nope. If you did that to any woman, she would kick you in the stones. Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently, well, that's that's supposed to be where most of the pheromones come from, but I guess that's only if you like the person. But even if you like the person and you wipe your armpits on my face, I don't like you anymore.
I mean, you've got to be a long time in a relationship before you're doing that sort of shit, haven't you, really?
I don't care.
I'm just
how
making
long.
Some notes. Don't wipe armpit on lady's face.
We just like literally solved all your problems.
It's maybe going wrong down the disco.
Yeah, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Down the discotheque.
Bumping and grinding to Aswad. Bogling.
Bogling to Aswad.
Again, references for nobody.
Okay. Here is question number 4. Or slogan. Why are we saying question?
Question slogan. It's fine.
Number 4.
Wogan.
Is it?
Wogan.
What do you imagine?
Logan. This one is. Is it in you?
I mean, that's got to be fucking lube.
It's a question I ask quite regularly, unfortunately.
Almost. Is it in you? Could be KFC again. No, cause it can't be. It can't be lube because that would be easy up you. Yeah.
I have not got a clue on this. Is it in you? It's something about a power or a strength.
Yeah.
It could be one of them bonkers American things like Little Caesar's Pizza or some shit like that. Right. Because they have weird...
Original Joe's. Joe's Original Pizza.
Yeah, well.
16th.
I mean, if you guess the general thing that it is, then you could win the point. But if you can guess the general thing it is, then you just know what it is.
What do Americans like other than waging war on other countries?
Yeah. Eating too much.
They like...
Yeah.
Genocide. Is it in you? Cholesterol. Cholesterol.
Blowing stuff
is it in
up.
You?
Yeah,
ooh,
we
is
like
it
those
opiates?
Too.
I don't think they're allowed to advertise.
No, I genuinely have no idea. Is it in you?
It's something. Is it something related to a pride or a passion? Being
ooh.
Passionate, or, you know, is it in you? Are you
confident in your abilities?
No.
No. We should have got asked for a joker or something.
Should we give them a hint? Think sports.
We're doing badly.
Think
for half a point.
Sports.
Is it? Do you think it's some sort of gear? Like, is it Nike?
You don't put gear in you though, do you? Wow.
Well,
not if you're in Scotland. Wow.
Think of it as more like motivational than anything.
You know, like an athletics. Oh, Gatorade. Gatorade.
How did you know that?
No, I'm just thinking it's something that you drink, isn't it? I said Lucozade, but I don't think Americans have Lucozade.
No, they have Gatorade.
Gatorade.
It's okay. Much more refreshing than
H2O. Is that your
H2O. Answer? Water sucks. Have you got anything else?
No, that's it. So
got it.
Fuck you.
Yeah, we'll
guys.
Say Gatorade.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sports thing, it can't, yeah. It was a good clue.
Have you got it in you? Sugar. Yeah, lots. Thanks.
It's full of electrolytes.
This is what plants crave. And I know, I'm a plant. You know. It's in the name.
Tastes great, less filling.
Less filling.
A can of cheese. A can of spray cheese.
comes and announced like automatic billing. That's the Bloodhound Gang lyrics there, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, can you repeat the slogan? It's gone.
Taste great, less filling.
This is potentially some sort of Subway-type product.
I was thinking Subway. It's food.
Wendy's,
it's got to be food.
The fucking Golden Corral. Taste shit gives you diarrhea. The Golden Corral, yeah.
I hate Golden Corral.
I mean, they have cotton candy at Golden Corral. It's weird.
I think I would love Golden Corral candy floss.
I'll buy my cotton candy at Walmart. Thank you very much.
What a world. Imagine.
I make my own in a pan like a real boy.
with some centrifugal force and a stick.
I just whiz it round and round.
I bought a cotton candy maker like a fucking lunatic.
Did you use it once and then never use it again?
Yes, it's so hard to clean.
Yeah, definitely is a one-time use.
To play with a Breville.
Like a bread maker.
Oh, I don't know. My mum and dad use theirs.
The kind where you just put everything in and just like turn it. It's kind of like a, okay, and you don't have to do anything.
But all your bread's got a hole in the bottom where that blender is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's... It's got to be
what?
It's got to be something that's that's the diet version of the
Diet Coke. No,
because Coke's not filling, is it? Doesn't fill the whole of misery that
either
I've
kind,
got.
Huh?
That is a good slogan though.
No, that's what I need the lube for.
What would that be?
That is what I called it.
That definitely.
What fills your hole of?
Yeah, what fills your hole of misery?
Answer that.
Let us fill your hole of misery.
Oh, it's eating. It's definitely eating.
That should be our slogan.
That was my Tinder headline for a couple of years. Didn't get it.
It's also a Craigslist ad.
Idea.
I will fill your hole of misery.
because that always works well, doesn't it? Because no awful story started with a Craigslist advert. Yeah,
that's not a creepy advertisement at all.
in the window of a newsagent, some little card written in crayon.
It's a news headline.
What were you thinking, Joe? You had an idea.
Thinking it's not Subway because that's. Taste fresh, isn't it? And it has been for quite a while. Since at least Community.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking Americans do lots of light beers, don't they? Which is a thing we don't have here. So I'm thinking like Bud Light.
Okay. Yeah, that works for me.
It's just something that's going to be less calories, isn't it? And
yeah. Will we get it for light beer?
How did you guys get
there? I mean, it is... Not Bud Light, but is Miller Light.
I think that's,
Do they get it?
Yeah, I think you guys get it.
Oh, crap, you don't get Miller Light here anymore, do you?
Good work.
Yeah.
No, used to. Oh, Miller Genuine Draft was always a good drink.
It's a nice beer, yeah.
Miller is the champagne of beers. That's really, like, what their new slogan is. Tastes great, less filling is kind of, I think it's their older slogan.
Oh, okay. I said I only know it from, what would be a 93 Bloodhound Gang lyric. But you used to be able to get it, yeah. You used to get it in a four-pack. Yeah.
And then you did, yeah.
With I think they did Miller Ice for a while as well, which was very nice.
They did do Miller Ice. I used to drink loads of that in the 90s.
Bring back ice beers, mate. They were nice.
Yeah. Foster's Ice as well.
Foster's Ice was drinkable.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't everything... Ice was just, it didn't have the dye in it. Like once Pepsi did that, where they made Pepsi clear, because at the time, something with the caramel coloring or whatever, it was like poison or bad for you or something. And then they went Pepsi clear.
It was certainly light.
I think it was just a gimmick, wasn't
it?
To see if they could do it. Yeah.
Was it?
I liked.
Or was it something with the caramel coloring? Well, remember with M&Ms, they took away the red because the red dye was not good for you.
Beetles, crushed beetles.
Corn.
What's it again? Because too many bugs in our food.
Chalio or something it's called. It's a bug that produces the red dye. It's used for a lot of stuff, lipsticks especially. And it's made by smashing up, little bugs. I'm a little bug. Yeah.
Yeah.
The USA reference. Then.
But the Pepsi Clear was just
Crystal Bug.
Was it Crystal? Yeah, Crystal.
Crystal Pepsi. That's what it was. Tab. Crystal Pepsi, yeah.
Tab.
Tab is old. Do they still
I
make
don't
Tab?
I don't think Coca-Cola exists anymore.
No, I haven't seen one in fucking donkeys.
Godzilla, when the Matthew Broderick, the murderer, Godzilla Green Cola. Uh-huh. Godzilla came out. They did a green cola in Britain that was aggressively green. Like, it hurt to look at it. And it was delicious. Many a night playing GoldenEye drinking that. Yeah.
Wasn't as tasty as the Casper ice lollies, though, that had the blue goo in the middle.
I think the Tab Cola as well had the... Do you remember the brief thing they had where instead of having ring pulls on it, you'd have two press buttons on the top? Yeah.
You did, yeah.
And you'd always cut your finger because you'd jab it right in. And then, like, yeah.
Yeah. 90s, man. Crazy.
It was a simpler time.
Was it, though?
Okay. Numbers.
Oh, lube. That's a horrible thing to say. I do apologize. I thought it was a question.
Number six is don't be evil.
Oh, see, don't be evil.
Good. So are we thinking good? Are we thinking heavenly? So our products go. Are we thinking
crucifixes, that sort of stuff?
The devil, what's the devil?
Diablo, some sort of Huevos Rancho style situation.
Oh, hang on, American company in Mexican's a bad shocker.
Oh, don't, I want to say, oh, I have no idea with that. Genuinely no idea. All I can think of is Danhausen, the wrestler, and it isn't him. Don't be evil.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing.
No, I haven't. I'm just thinking, so God.
Is it
heavenly
church?
It's the Catholic Church, how did you know?
Oh, mate.
We've made
so many evil brackets unless you're a priest. Close brackets.
You are right. It is the slogan for the Catholic Church.
I've no idea.
No.
I mean,
I'm gonna guess. Is there an angel product?
Angel food cake. Angels? Well, that's just a cake, isn't it? That's...
Yeah, it's a cake. Yeah.
So we're gonna say what's some things that Woody Harrelson was after. We're gonna say Twinkies.
Twinkies. Yeah.
Twinkies?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? We don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't even know if this is specifically from America. I don't think so, because I'm pretty sure you can use it. But it is actually the slogan for Google.
Oh, mate. My irony meat has just exploded, yeah.
Don't be evil.
So we're not to be evil. Okay, that's great, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Google.
Yeah. They could have been talking to themselves and it just accidentally got out, you know?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, of course. Yeah,
because, I mean...
Someone tapped their wires.
Yeah.
Google's listening to us right now. So, yeah, I mean...
Hi, pricks.
They're like, it should be, don't be like us.
There's only so much room for evil. We've got a lot of that server space rented out, Paul. Yeah.
And we're taking up most of it. All right, number seven. Because you're worth it.
What's it called? I want to say Geppetto, but that's the guy from Pinocchio.
Hey, Papa, I promise I will never lie to you.
Papa, why do you make all these clocks, you fucking idiot?
A real boy.
Shit, what's it called? It's not... L'Oreal? No.
Because you're worth it.
It's some shampoo shit, isn't it? Oh, like makeup. Yeah.
That's kind of different, like shampoo and makeup.
Ah, it's all made by the same.
No,
people.
You can...
I mean, I put makeup in my hair.
It's all.
I wash my hair with soap. Don't worry about it.
It's all tested on pigs. I've seen loads of pigs' trotters that are made up with all the makeup things.
Is that what they do? They put the lipstick on them.
Yeah, there's a lot of slutty.
Yeah, you've seen the Twitter feed.
A lot of slutty looking pigs walking around out there.
Yeah. Or lying around, showing you the fucking feet.
Go to Newcastle. Or Adelaide.
In the bathtub.
No, that's McDonald's again.
McDonald's. Was it Jennifer Aniston was one of them? She was worth it.
And 10.
No, that's the two bottles into the shower, not me.
That's Duncan Goodshue.
I'm gonna have some Vosine.
Vosine.
Duncan Goodshue.
BO5.
Yeah. Oh, I think it is L'Oreal.
All right, we'll say L'Oreal.
That's it.
Yep.
Does VO5 still exist? Can you still buy VO5?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look.
I think you can get the hair oil stuff. I think my wife gets the hair oil stuff sometimes. Because if she goes out when it's slightly humid, her hair turns into a big triangle.
Yeah, Rachel's the same.
When it frizzes out.
Put your hair into a triangle? Yeah.
Not voluntarily.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
she got it cut and her eyebrows done by the same person. And she came home looking like a very angry Mr. Man. Yeah.
Just had an eyebrow discussion, how one is always higher than the other when we do our eyebrows. I have that same problem.
You're the Rock.
You have to,
Time I take a picture, I do that every single time.
Yeah, this one's higher, clearly, you can see.
I can't do it. I don't know what I'm trying to.
They're different shapes.
No.
I haven't figured out the magic eyebrow
formula.
Yeah.
I would just get a big marker pen and draw them on.
Yeah, well, they do have those like
thicker the better
stencils where you can put the stencil and then draw the eyebrow, or you can get them tattooed on.
I just got the stencil. I ordered it, so we'll see.
There, well, I guess Amazon or QVC.
You should get a spirograph instead. That'll look fucking brilliant. Yeah, just spirograph it. End up looking having like Mike Tyson.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
Do the stencils come in like annoyed and like furious and stuff like? Yeah.
Suddenly I become a wizard.
Penfold, they're above your head.
Cookie Monster.
As long as he's got his poppy on the fucking traitor.
Well, you'd have to shave off your eyebrows, though, like your real eyebrows.
I bet you you could make it go wherever you wanted it to go. Like you could,
but you need your eyebrows.
What's
they
going
stop
into your eyes?
Stuff going into your eyes.
Oh, like,
yeah, you
sweat.
Would.
Sweat, yeah. If you're on Double Dare, slime.
Sweat.
Slime, yeah.
If you're on Noel's house party, slime. Yeah.
If you live in Newcastle, slime.
Yeah, a lot of slime-based stuff in my world.
Yeah. Sounds a bit too much like clunge for my life.
I believe the it was called gunge, actually, which sounds worse.
What's the purpose for facial hair, then? Why don't women grow beards, but men can grow beards?
Oh, my mother has got one. Yeah,
My wife's auntie, well, my wife's grandmother, sorry, has a moustache that I'm so jealous of.
He's like Burt Reynolds.
It's powerful, yeah,
So you need one when you're older. I mean, I think that this says something, but you don't need it when you're younger. So as you get older, you need more protection to your face.
From what? What's a mustache going to stop? Like hummingbirds attacking you?
That doesn't... I don't know.
Nuclear war.
Everyone dive under my luxurious mustache.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hide
come into
here.
My mustache. It's safe and sexy.
It worked for David Niven for many years, so why not?
So, it's I mean, I think it's genetics, isn't it? Like, there was a big hoopaloo a while back with the new Horizon Zero Dawn game where they've made the protagonist in it, who was female. They've got shown having like downy fluff on her face and all the fucking what women do, and all the neck beards are like, oh, this is unrealistic. Women don't have hair on their faces. And I was like, you've clearly never been anywhere near a woman, mate.
Yeah. Really?
And they're like, yes, we know.
They're not like a full chin strap, but you have like peach fuzz, I think it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's caught in the
sun. Women had neck beards? What?
Yeah. No, women. Yeah, women have the fuzz.
Oh.
And he's saying like the neck beards, the guys who live in their mom's basement and don't shower.
Incels.
The incels are pissed off about it.
Because
they've never seen a woman up close.
Women don't.
They don't want to see
hair anywhere.
No. Women with
like an action man.
We're born without hair.
No hair below their eyebrows. That's okay. How women work.
Well, wait. So you're saying the incels don't want to see the hair on women?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they think
it's not real.
Women, yeah. Because they want these characters that they sit and whack off in their mum's basement to be perfect in every way.
So they don't want them to be real. Okay.
Yeah. Whereas in Francis Zudon, they've portrayed her as a real woman because she's a survivor. And I mean, I didn't finish the first one because I got trampled by a big robotic dinosaur and was like, fuck you, I'm never going back to this. Yeah.
The same. Exactly the same. Yeah, I got about 25 hours in and I was like, that thing's too big a bastard. Fuck off, Grimlock. I'm playing
Can't be arsed with this. But they do not like Dead or Alive there, and that's just women in bikinis playing volleyball. Like, with like,
of course,
obnoxiously
like
pendulous. Yeah, it's gross.
Yes,
moving on.
L'Oreal.
It looks painful.
Did we get the answer right? What was it?
Yep, L'Oreal. Okay.
Google.
Okay. How many licks does it take? The world may never know.
I know this. It's from,
it's about getting to the middle,
it's,
isn't it?
Is it Tootsie Pop? It's from, I only know that from Scary Movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's going down on him, and he says, just treat him like a Tootsie Pop, and she bites his cock. And she's like, I can never wait to get to the middle.
To the middle, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to say Tootsie Pop. It. I don't know what that is. I'm assuming it's like a whistle lolly in the UK.
No, it's not. They're like a chewy. They taste like ass.
It's.
I think they're supposed to be chocolate.
Well, it's a Tootsie Roll inside of a sucker, so it's like a sucker that would have bubble gum in it, but instead it has a Tootsie Roll inside of it, which is absolutely disgusting. By the way.
Yeah.
Your confectionery is atrocious.
It's not great. Tootsie Roll.
Tastes like dog shit.
First of all, Tootsie Rolls are horrible. Yeah.
The dance is good, though.
Yeah. What is? The Tootsie Roll? Okay, extra 5 points for anyone who gets up and does the Tootsie Roller. I don't even know what that looks like.
Oh, mate. I haven't even got any legs, so.
But we're saving up to get you titanium ones, Colonel Dan.
Yeah.
I
all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I really don't know what the dance looks like. I really don't, like, legitimately.
We'll have to YouTube it later.
Okay.
I know the RoboCop and that's
RoboCop? Okay.
You mean the robot?
Busting out the RoboCop. Yeah.
Okay. Num.
Come with me or there will be trouble.
Number 9.
Anyway.
Good to the last drop.
Every one of these could be lube.
Could be lube again.
What does that say about us, Lisa?
No, don't. Oh, mate, don't be evil. Yeah, could be. Stays good to the last drop. Oh, now again, I want to say that's beer of some kind, but also.
I was thinking shit whiskey.
Like, so like Jack Daniels or.
Yeah.
That's how you eliminate a lot of people.
Yeah.
Let's get to the last drop. Ketchup? That doesn't really drop. That's more of a splodge in it. Yeah.
Go to the last splodge. Mm. Is it gunge?
I've heard that and I don't know what it is.
This is the one I thought we'd be able to catch you up on, so
definitely what it is.
Is it Acme Hangman's nuisance?
How did you know that?
It's the blue leopard.
I'm going to struggle to fit you in. I'm backed up for days.
No, I got no.
Can we go with some sort of soda?
Faygo.
Is that you think Faygo?
No, Faygo's the slogan is "Drink this, you fucks," or something, isn't it?
Aren't they the ones that have the blue pop?
I know they're the ones that sponsor the Insane Clown Posse.
You can get
like cotton candy
Faygo in a lot of different flavors, and you know that was a pop that I remember from childhood, and I didn't think it existed anymore, but it definitely does.
Oh yeah, it's still Detroit's biggest export, apart from Misery.
Faygo should sponsor this show.
Sponsored by Faygo.
That's yeah, it'd be Faygo's tit.
They already sponsor ICP.
They can handle us. Too.
We're sponsored by Johnsonville.
They just don't know that yet.
Sponsored by Astroglide. Ooh, I get to work so fast. Just lube my feet up. Speed skating down the road. Let's go to the last drop. I'm going to say it is Johnny Walker.
It is.
That's shitty whiskey, shitty whiskey, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, it's shitty coffee. Maxwell
it's
House.
Coffee. Yeah.
Maxwell House. Jesus.
Which is really not Maxwell House. I mean, I hope you don't drink it, Jen, but
I have some. I have some, and I'm just drinking it because I hate to throw it away.
Yep.
But I have Starbucks coffee. I have 3 packs of Starbucks coffee there, and I'm like, why am I drinking this shit?
The Maxwell House over the Starbucks?
Uh-huh.
See, I'm not a Starbucks coffee fan.
Mix it together.
I'll like have their specialty stuff or whatever fancy floofy drink they have if Jason's having something, but I'm not a Starbucks fan, not for regular coffee. It tastes weird.
I love coffee.
I can't go to Starbucks because it overwhelms my senses.
I'm a Dunkin' Donuts drinker, so
same as Subway. Beyond.
I don't go to Starbucks.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bath & Body Works. You ever walk in there? It's like getting smacked in the face with 38 different scents.
Oh, like Lush.
The Body Shop.
Oh, I like the smell of Lush.
Oh, but it's in your nose for days afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Body Shop always smells like Satsuma, that like orange stuff. The yeah.
It does. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, what was that stuff that was everywhere in the 90s? Dewberry? Do you remember Dewberry?
Michael Dewberry. He's playing for
I know sports. Dewberry. It was like no? Okay,
here
moving on.
In the 90s, the guys all wore like polo or Drakkar. What else was there?
Everybody wore Drakkar.
Drakkar. What's the other ones?
I am Count Drakkar. No.
The equivalent would have been Jupe or Kuros over here, I believe. Yeah.
Did you say Jupe? What was
Jupe.
That? Jupe. I like Jupe.
Jupe's a nice smell, but it was...
It actually could... Like, I used to wear it because my aunt would get samples of it, and it smells like a woman could wear it. It's kind of...
Yeah, I guess. It's the first sort of androgynous... Well, not the first androgynous smell, because guff's in it.
What about Cool Water? That was a popular one.
Oh, I still have a bottle of Cool Water somewhere. Rachel really likes me in Cool Water.
That is popular.
They definitely sell it.
Is that the one that was advertised by Kelly Brook?
That's it, yeah.
The Essence of Man. Yeah. The Right Man. Yeah.
I don't. Maybe. See, now all of those scents that used to be very expensive, you can now get them at Walmart or the drugstore. So everything that we paid $50, $60 for, you can get for $5.
Calvin Klein's one.
Yes, Calvin Klein.
That was huge.
Yeah.
When I get my haircut, on those rare occasions when I go and get my hair cut, the woman there always tries to sell me knockoff.
Oh, that's good because at the my local barber tries to sell me black tar heroin a lot of the time. sorry, mate. Do you know anybody that wants some? It would help me lose some weight. But...
Horses for courses, isn't it? Really,
6 of one, half dozen of the other.
Yeah, I was just like.
I mean, I could walk out of my house right now and be sold that.
Very Moorish.
Hit these guys with their last question.
Okay. No, this isn't. Oh, yeah, we have a bonus. Ooh. No, it's your. Wasn't it you?
I thought I did that one. That's okay.
Do it to the
Yeah, I did that one because you did licks.
Lube.
Oh, okay. So this one is pleasing people all over the world.
Yeah. Astral Guide, moving on.
American Express.
Strap this up, come on.
Something like that, yeah.
Pleasing
yeah.
people all over the world. Oh, it'd be something like American Airlines.
US
Airlines.
Postal Service.
Yeah. yeah.
For what Jen tells us every fucking week she's at the post office.
What's America's biggest export apart from terror?
Guns. Did they not send a lot of farming equipment to Iran in the 90s?
No, they keep them all for themselves. They love them.
It's flamethrowers.
I had this conversation with Harvey the other day, and I ended up doing the entire Bill Hicks routine of like, we send them these things to burn all the leaves that they had swept up in the desert. And they turn them into flamethrowers.
Giving people diabetes all over the world.
Yeah. people all over the world. Ours. Yeah, could be American Express. Could be McDonald's, mate. Like, well, it's one of them on every high street.
That's true. That's definitely.
That too. diabetes and diarrhea.
All the
American
words.
Slogan, just for America.
<That's>
That's the American way, yeah.
Spreading the D all over the world.
Well, pick one letter and you're getting all of it.
That's right.
And on Mars. You drew a cock on Mars as well.
Only appropriate.
No, I'm thinking American Express.
Yeah, I know, but you're just vandalizing the neighborhood for aliens,
aren't you? All these dicks are on their way.
It's wrong then, eh?
It wasn't even a big spunky dick, though.
Oh, right. Okay.
Anyway. I don't know. Let's say American Express.
But it's
it is a good guess.
Holiday Inn.
Oh.
Hotel.
Film.
Yeah.
No. What? That's a film?
Yes.
It's a song.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, isn't it a song? It's a lot of things, but we're talking about the hotel.
Yeah. It's like a Hilton Garden.
We have those here, don't we? I've stayed in a Holiday Inn. Yeah, it's like a nice budget, cheap hotel.
Here, they're hit or miss here, like because a lot of them are privately owned, so it can be nice or it can be really not good.
Yeah, they're franchised here as well because my sister stayed in one and they was all sick on her carpet, and they went, "Oh yeah, we knew about that." And you didn't think to like. Put her in another room or something. But it was near an airport, so.
Anna and I stayed in a hotel up in Cleveland where the door wouldn't lock, like, at all. And they were crowded, and so there was no other rooms available. And all the other hotels were also filled. It was late at night. So she actually just took these footrests and put them up against part of this half wall, and she just kept slamming the door open and shut to make sure nothing could get through. But that was fucked up. Like, that
I
was
hope you got
scary.
Your money back for that. Fuck off.
Horrifying. We got like $30 back, and that wasn't even the worst of it. Like, it was.
Wow. You're dead.
They're
stop
like,
whinging.
Well, we're sorry for your perceived, you know, dissatisfaction.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you've got a problem.
It's not
yeah.
perceived, yeah. mate.
That's what I said. Yeah.
That's the classic. It's an apology, but not an apology. I'm sorry you're angry mm-hmm. at me. Yeah. We stayed in it was in like Horsham or somewhere in London in this hotel, and literally they put us in the first room from reception, and it was rough as fuck. Like it was the day Terry Wogan died. We went out to get something to eat. And came back, and there was two lads having an argument with the front counter because they wanted to bring prostitutes in. I went into the room and I dragged like the wardrobe over the door and was like, fuck this. I said, we're not stopping here again. We'll go somewhere else tomorrow. Yeah. Rough.
Terry Wogan found further down the corridor dead.
It was me that killed him. I dropped a wardrobe on him. was turned into an episode of Jonathan Creek.
When we stayed in Cleveland, we thought we had a good hotel, and it seemed like a good hotel, but there were also, it was one of the ones where on the top level there's luxury apartments. And it was, you know, it was nice. It was an old building because everything in Cleveland is pretty old. And we didn't want to spend a lot of money. And Jason's like, oh, I got this really good deal. And, you know, we went in and it was like, this is all right. And I sat on the bed and literally, even if you looked at the bed the wrong way, it was like, made this huge creaking noise. Like you couldn't, I'm like, we can't do this. Like, I can't, like every time we even move or breathe, this bed's making noise. So I called the front desk. I thought they were going to give us a new room. No, I'm in the shower and this big sweaty man comes in and I hear Jason and him talking. I come out in a towel and there's this maintenance man pouring sweat, smells horrific, probably 300 pounds, with the mattress up in the air.
No eyebrows.
With hammers and pounding like new wood into the, and I'm like, is this for real? Is this happening?
And that's not how you fix a bed.
Did he then turn around and wipe his arm in your face?
The funniest thing is that they weren't providing towels or housekeeping to you because of COVID, but they're sending this guy pouring fucking sweat all over the place. And we're like, what is happening here?
I just been like, can you not just remove the skeleton from under the bed, please? Like,
right.
Oh, when he lifted, Jason's like, I didn't know what was going to happen when he lifted that mattress, because who the hell knows what could have been under there.
Hotel beds, you know, a mystery unto themselves. Oh, they've seen things no man should see.
But, I mean, we got over it because it was, you know, relatively cheap for, and not horrible, but,
I was going to say, one more thing. If you want a fun time, if you can find it, there is a British show called Four in a Bed, which is where four different bed and breakfast owners go to each other's houses and act like absolute bellends. It's great.
Oh. Yeah.
For like 200 quid prize money.
No, there's no prize money. You just get a plaque.
Is there not there's a prize, no prize. I thought it was like 200 quid prize money.
No prize. You just get a plaque that says...
Oh, I would still
but it's great
because,
like,
oh, yeah, it's great.
Someone pulled an entire shower unit apart and was like, it's dusty underneath the shower. Are you showering underneath the fucking. Yeah, they were just absolute maniacs. It's great.
Yeah. And the whole point is that you're meant to, you score the hotels that you are visiting and then they come to yours and score yours. So it's kind of like a round robin thing that everybody gets to score every. Hotel. And they from the onset, it's just full of business owners that think their business is the greatest. And even if it is the most shoddy business in the world and they go to a great one where they're treated like absolute goddesses, they still give them like 5 out of 10.
Oh, the sausages were touching the beans. Yeah. It's literally, if you can find it, it'll be on like Daily Motion or something somewhere. It's well worth it because it is just the most petty thing for no prize. You walk around with white gloves on, like on top of skirting boards and stuff. Oh, dust there. Are you licking the top of the curtains? What the fuck does it matter to you?
And if you want to see this, if you want to see the same thing, but with people in their own homes making a 3-course dinner for other people in their own homes, we've got Come Dine With Me, which is arguably the best of those type of things. Come Dine With Me has been on our TVs for like 20 years now.
I'm and it is waiting for my call-up because I think nearly everyone in Britain has been on Come Dine With Me.
Yeah.
Five people.
And it's usually they go, oh, right, so now you need to go in their bedroom and have a look through their pants drawer.
But they'll
and
leave.
They find a vibe. They always, almost always find a vibe.
Yeah, they'll, it's...
Oh, that's...
Yeah, so, Come Dine With Me and Four in a Bed. They're both brilliant.
All right. Yes. I'm going to watch both of those.
Yeah, I have
you
to look for those.
Should.
I will. So you guys got 6 correct answers out of 10. I guess that's good enough.
Well, let's see if you can beat that.
All right. This has been another episode of Tough International Trivia, or TIT. We hope you have had a wonderful time, and we will see you next time.